let's make sure you have a good grasp of the basic concepts. Ecological interactions are relationships between two or more individuals. If the interacting individuals are the same species, then it is an intraspecific interaction. And if the two individuals are different species, it's called an interspecific interaction. When two organisms interact, the outcome of the interaction can be favorable or unfavorable for one or both of them. Different types of interactions are defined by their outcome as shown in the table, which shows the five main categories of ecological interaction. Mutualisms are interactions in which both species benefit. Pollination is an obvious example. The plant gets fertilized and the insect gets food. In coral reef ecosystems, the relationship between zooxanthellae and corals is mutualistic. An antagonism is a relationship where one species benefits to the detriment of the other. Predation is an obvious example here. Although prey species suffer the negative impact of being eaten, predators tend to enhance biodiversity by reducing the numbers of the most abundant organisms, making room for others to persist. Can you think of another example of an antagonism? Competition has a negative impact on both species involved. Both species are taking away resources from each other. Competition can thus be thought of as mutual antagonism. In theory, if no other factors are at play, when two species are competing for a limited resource, the better competitor will drive the weaker competitor to extinction, something we call competitive exclusion. Commensalism is a type of interaction where one species benefits and the other is unaffected. A fish swimming underneath a sea turtle, following it around, might benefit the fish as it gets to eat little particles that the sea turtle dislodges as it forages, but the sea turtle is unaffected by the little fish swimming under it. An amensalism is another type of interaction, when one species is unaffected and the other is negatively affected. Bugs dying on the windshield of your car is an example. One might have said that catching fish species that aren't the target of what you're fishing for, is an amensalism. It doesn't really harm us, but it sure does harm the bycatch species of fish. But these amensalisms sometimes turn around to bite you. Possibly the decline in insects by all the car collisions or the decline in fish due to unintended catch are actually going to have a negative impact eventually on humans. Natural selection acts to reduce the negative impacts of interactions on a species. Because species with adaptations that enable them to avoid negative impacts will survive better. For example, two species competing against each other will survive and reproduce better if they evolve the ability to specialize on slightly different resources than the other species, a phenomenon we know as niche partitioning. Likewise, an individual of a prey species that happens to have coloration making it harder for a predator to see it is more likely to survive and go on to make more individuals with that color pattern, thus reducing the negative impact of predation on that species over time. Biotic interactions are powerful forces driving the evolution of organisms, and thus they help shape the structure and function of ecosystems. For the remainder of this lecture, we'll examine important ecological interactions that shape coral reef communities.